Pennsylvania is littered with abandoned coal mines that can be dangerous and cause water pollution. The new bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden in November will provide an additional $11 billion nationally for cleanup of old mine lands, and Pennsylvania is expected to get a large chunk of that money. But it's still unclear how much of that will be available to restore waterways. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited Sproul State Forest in north-central Pennsylvania to look at why advocates and experts want to make sure stream cleanup projects get their share.
A team from the nonprofit Trout Unlimited is electroshocking fish in Two Mile Run, a stream in the Kettle Creek watershed in Clinton County. It slows down the fish a bit, but doesn't hurt them. Lead science advisor Sean Rummel returns with a bucket of small brook trout. Each is about 5 inches long with red dots.
And then white stripes on the fins as well.
Coal companies started mining near here in the early 1900s. Once they dug up the coal they wanted, they left, abandoning the mines and leaving behind high piles of mine waste and deep pits. This went on throughout Pennsylvania until 1977, when a federal law required companies to reclaim sites when they were done mining. While red-stained, iron-laden, acidic water still seeps out from the old coal mines uphill from Two Mile Run, it's clean by the time it flows into the stream.
But that section that we just shocked would have been polluted for, 100 years or so, devoid of life.
Trout Unlimited has put in 9 treatment systems in the Kettle Creek watershed, including one here in 2012. Amy Wolf is director of the group's Northeast Cold Water Habitat Program.
And after the treatment system went online, the very next year we documented macroinvertebrates or aquatic insects that made their way downstream, and the fish follow their food.
But there's one section that really irks Wolf, the huge Hewling Branch Project, where high walls of coal refuse towered over 70 feet high and acidic water has contaminated underlying aquifers. This is just a couple of miles from where the Kettle Creek watershed enters the West Branch of the Susquehanna River. Trout Unlimited spent years studying the site and went to the Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation, an arm of the Department of Environmental Protection, for help to move forward. But Wolf says the state didn't listen to their recommendations. In 2013, DEP designed its own project and spent more than $10 million on it.
We stepped back and said, okay, well, we'll cross our fingers and we really hope it works. But continuing to monitor it to this day, it doesn't work. We have very polluted water.
On a stop at the Hewling Branch, Trout Unlimited field coordinator Kathleen Lavelle hops into the stream with a meter to test the water.
So yeah, it looks like the temperature here is great. The pH, however, is coming in at 3.36, which would be lethal to all fish life.
Amy Wolf chokes up thinking about what she considers a failed project.
I feel like I could just start crying right now. It's been the most difficult thing that I've worked on in my 21 years of my career, because this watershed is very special to me.
Even though the water is so acidic, the state still considers the Hewling Branch Project a success. Patrick Webb is assistant director of the Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation.
The Hewling Branch Project won the 2017 National Award, not only for health and safety, but also for the environment of the watershed improvement.
Webb expects to see more water quality improvements at Hewling Branch over time and says additional projects are in the works nearby. He also points out that the state does not actually prioritize water quality when cleaning up mine sites. The number one goal at Hewling Branch and elsewhere is to prevent accidents.
These are very dangerous sites.
This is the sound of an ATV rider on the nearby Whiskey Springs all-terrain vehicle trail system.
And you would have a visitor come to Sproul State Forest, and they don't have an idea or a clue that there's an abandoned mine site only like 5 feet, 10 feet away from them, and they could fall to their death.
The project at Hewling Branch was funded through a federal trust fund. The money comes from a fee charged to coal companies for each ton of coal they produce. Since 1980, it's provided Pennsylvania more than $1 billion for mine cleanups. But the guidelines are strict. Up to 30% can be spent on water quality, and that's it, while at least 70% must be used to reclaim the land, like leveling high walls.
As a result of that, the state has to live in a balance. We can't have all that money going to just the water.
Andy McAllister is regional coordinator for the Western Pennsylvania Coalition for Abandoned Mine Reclamation. Still, he says there's a lot of water quality work to do. The state still has more than 5,000 miles of waterways devoid of life because of mine drainage.
We're looking at maybe up to $14 billion to deal with the water and the land issues. There's nowhere near enough money coming in to handle that type of thing.
But Pennsylvania could see an infusion of funds from the infrastructure bill signed into law in November. The state's expected to receive $3.8 billion over the next 15 years for abandoned mine land reclamation, more than any other state. McAllister's group, along with Trout Unlimited and others, recently sent a letter to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who oversees the Office of Surface Mining, which will distribute the funds.
Our best interest is to allow us the freedom in the state of Pennsylvania to do the water as well as the land. And we believe the Secretary of Interior has the authority to interpret the bipartisan infrastructure package language to allow that.
McAllister expects the DEP to continue partnering with local watershed groups, county conservation offices, and nonprofits on mine land cleanups. But Trout Unlimited's Amy Wolf is still wary of DEP after the agency did not follow their recommendations at Hewling Branch. So she questions how DEP will react to all the new federal money.
I'm absolutely very concerned. I've questioned the accountability of spending to date that DEP has done with projects that they have done themselves, because I'm not sure what accountability there is for projects that they do.
State officials say they're required to file reports to verify work done for federally funded projects. Meanwhile, the federal government is still working through how it will distribute the new monies. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.